Did it happen or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No red-faced, Clinton-esque finger-wagging. John McCain just stood calmly beside his wife and denied this morning's New York Times story.
Did you ever have any meeting with any of your staffers in which they would have intervened to ask you not to see Vicky Eisman or to be concerned about appearances of being too close to a lobbyist?
No.
So, was he confronted by a staffer 9 years ago for being frequently in the company of a female lobbyist 31 years his junior? No. Now, the New York Times story doesn't say that anything naughty was going on, just that what wasn't going on looked bad to a few staffers who then confronted the senator about it. It's basically a who-cares story. So his aides were a little too anal about an innocent friendship, so what? Except that as of this morning, John McCain is on the record as denying that even the confrontation took place. Okay, maybe the New York Times did rush to press with a sloppy piece, carelessly written by, let me count the bylines here, 4 reporters and 2 researchers. I would just observe that McCain this morning also denied ever talking to the Times editor about the story.
You never tried to dissuade them from running the story in any fashion?
No, in fact, I never spoke directly to them.
Never spoke directly to them until he remembered speaking directly to them.
I did have one conversation with him.
Memory lapses happen. But in a presidential campaign, they probably shouldn't happen too often. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.